Hello.
Oh, hi,
Speak.
is that Rob? Hi, Rob. Sorry, it's Gemma at MMA Legal. Are you okay?
I am fine, thanks.
Good. Thanks for ringing me back. I've just been having a few system problems today. So I'm going to try and get the information from yourself, and hopefully it should all be fine. But if there is any issues with it, I might just have to give you a call back later, Rob. Is that okay?
No, I've actually had mine up and running. This is about the care home stuff.
Is, yeah.
I've actually had mine's been up and running for over a year now, and I was wondering, it was a place, and I'm sure it was either Renfrew or Paisley I went to, and I spoke to a lady, but there'd never been any contact. So I was just wondering if I were
ready
to put forward. Aye, honestly, I went to the lawyers that was in Glasgow. I'm sure it was Renfrew.
Right, okay. It wouldn't be us Rabs that would be doing that because have you gone directly to redress or are you sure, do you know who it is that you've gone through?
Listen, no, I don't remember. The wee lady just says to me, I had to go in and sign some document thing, which I did do, and she says we'd definitely be in contact within a year. She says usually takes up to 12 months, but that's just over a year now.
It's over a year and you've not heard a single thing?
No, not a thing, no. Because I gave her all my
bear
details
the times.
Okay. See the times I was in the children's homes and that? I've gave her all the dates, I've
given
her my social worker's name, I've gave all that.
Just seems a bit odd that you've not heard anything at all in a year.
When I contacted you, I actually thought you were the same sort of
There's a few different companies that do it, you see, so it won't be us that would be the company that you spoke to originally. But I'm just going to pop you on hold, Rab, and just find out if I can, you know, whether that's normal that you've not heard anything in a year, because that sounds a bit odd to me.
Okay, that's fine.
So I'm just
going
to check, okay? I won't be a minute.
Okay, that's fine, honey. Thank you.
And this guy, he said he's put a claim in over a year ago and he's not heard anything at all. Should have heard something in a year, shouldn't I? Yeah. Hiya, Rob. Sorry to keep you waiting. Right. I think maybe something might have happened to the company because you should have heard something within a year. Like, that's not normal for them not to contact you at all, Rab. What you find, like, a lot of companies might go bust, things like that, and then you won't obviously hear anything because they're not in business anymore. So, you know, we're more than happy to have a look into it for you. It should actually take less than a year. I mean, it can take up to a year, but that's maximum. You know, it should be maybe 8 to 12 months, Rab. So we're happy to have a look at it for you and just go from there, really. Is that okay?
Aye, that's fine.
Yeah, no problem. Right, let me just get some details from you, okay? So it's Rab Moody, is that correct?
It's M-O-O-D-Y, Moody, I.
Yes. And then I've got your email as rab.moody@hotmail.co.uk, is that correct?
That's correct, aye.
Right, brilliant. It won't take us too long, okay. Do you have a middle name, Rab?
Morrison.
Morrison. And when you was in care, was you known as anything else? Did you have like any nicknames or anything like that?
No, just Rab or Robert or
just Rab, yeah. Or Robert, okay. Could I take your date of birth, please?
27/1/1969.
Thank you. I mean, obviously, if you do hear anything, let us know, but I don't think you're going to if it's over a year ago. That's you definitely should have heard something.
Because that's what the lady said, it usually does take a maximum of a year, but well, we should have been contacted before then, but nobody's contacted me. That was last February, I think.
Was it? Yeah. Okay, not a problem. I'll take the details, Rob, okay, and then we'll have a look at it for you. Not a problem.
Okay.
Can you remember how old you was when you went into care?
I was in and out of care since I was 8 years old.
Since eight. And can you remember the name of the first care home that you was in?
I was in a home in Straven. It's S-T-R-A... It's like S-T-R-A-T-H-A-V-E-N.
Can you remember the actual name of it, the care home?
Yeah, I don't, because it's not there now anyway. It's been knocked in. I just live about 8 miles from it, that's why I know.
Right, okay. Is that in Lanarkshire?
Lanarkshire, aye. South Lanarkshire.
Yeah, that's it. I'll see if I can find it. Ollie Steen, does that ring any bells?
Yeah, it does actually, aye.
Does it? That does look like maybe elderly care, that that's for. I'll just put maybe like care home that's close to children might come up.
See, I could probably give you the see the main home that I was in until I was 16. See, I was only ever in the Straven home for like a few weeks at a time, and then I'd get 10 out and then 10 back and 10 out and then 10 back. But the main home that I was in was a place called Kinmiley's, which is K-I-N-M-Y-L-I-E-S, Kinmiley's. And that was an assessment centre.
Yeah. Okay.
And that was in Inverness.
Inverness, okay. Just bear with me for a moment, Rob, okay. I'll be a sec. It lets you fill the claim form in, Elliot, but you just can't send that text message. No. Sorry to keep you waiting there, Bab. So, Kinmiley's, what was the full name, sorry?
That was a children's assessment centre.
Children's assessment.
Now, I was in there from 1982 until 1986.
82 to 86, right, thank you.
I was in other children's homes before that as well, but I was only on like a couple of months at a time because the social work back then kept taking us home, which they had no frickin' right to do, but they did.
They kept taking you home, right, okay. And was it bad at home, was it?
Well, yeah, quite London here. I would just basically say that I was battered to a pulp with a drunken man. So I was like 8 year old, say I was maybe 12 year old before I actually had enough, and that's when I was... That's when I was taken to Inverness. They taken me right out the area I was in.
Yeah. So they took you back there. That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, well, so. Well, I just don't understand why they can't take me back. That's the thing. Anyway, I go to the stage where I had enough and I told them straight I wasn't getting back. So they kept me there until I was 16. Yeah.
Right, okay. Well, give me a minute, I'm just typing out. Okay, and with Kim Miles, is there anything that like really stands out in your memory from your time here?
Well, it was a children's home assessment centre. To be fair,
yeah,
I wasn't like it was very hard in the days where, listen, I was fed, obviously, but I wasn't treated 100% right in the middle, perfect, anything but. But I survived just the same, so.
Yeah, okay. Would you say you was like mentally abused, physically abused?
I was physically abused, didn't I, by a member of staff. I actually reported it to the police in Inverness, but the person who done all the abuse in there, he ended up with dementia, and the police had basically said to me that they couldn't do nothing about it.
Really?
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I was like having a laugh here, man.
Yeah, definitely. What did he do, if you don't mind me asking, Rab?
Say that again, sorry?
What is it that he did? Like, did he punch you? Did he kick you?
He used to punch me in the face, then squeeze my throat until I was like purple, because I was just a young skinny boy back in the day.
Can you remember his name at all?
I actually can't, but when I just know that he stayed in a wee town called Culloden, and then when I did tell the police in Inverness, they got his name and they went to his door according to them. And they did try and charge him, but they found out that he was bad with dementia.
Yeah, dementia.
And he's probably dead by now because, I mean, I was only like 12 and 13 at the time, so there was a fair chance he's passed away.
Yeah. Oh, so you were 12 when you went to the police about him?
Sorry?
Was you 12 when you went to the police about him?
No, I couldn't go to the police back then because the boy basically told me straight if I had to tell anybody, blah, 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 then I was going to really suffer. Aye. It took me a lot of years to get out of all that, so.
Yeah, I bet. Okay. And was it just him that was, like, physically abusing you, or was there any other ones in there?
No, it was just him.
Yeah, okay. So he was, like, threatening you, yeah?
Yeah, he was threatening me and hitting me and...
Did he ever sexually abuse you, Rab?
No.
No.
No, just punched me in.
Yeah.
In the morning, about 10. In the morning, about 10.
And this was quite regular, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And did like they punish you in this one? Did they lock you in rooms or anything like that?
I was locked in a secure unit because the home basically said to me that I was being armed, telling lies, so they used to put me in there.
Right. Okay. And how long was that for?
2 weeks at a time.
2 weeks. And then you wouldn't see anyone in that 2 weeks?
No, I was basically in there myself, and a member of staff would just come in every now and again and give me, like, my cereal and toast or my lunch or dinner.
Yeah.
That was it.
Right, so they were isolating you, Rab, yeah?
Yes.
And was you allowed to make friends in this home, or did they isolate you like that as well?
Still kind of, as I said, made some pals, but no a lot, because
yeah.
I was too busy getting locked up, because I was trying to fight back, obviously.
Yeah. So you was constantly in and out of that room?
Constantly. Any time I mentioned it to a member of staff, or even,
yeah,
like, I didn't, even my own social worker, I told him and nobody believed me.
Yeah, okay. So your social worker didn't do anything about it?
No.
Okay. And that was, like, for 4 years you was in and out of there, yeah?
I was in there for 4 years straight.
Yeah. Okay. Did you ever, like, get hit with anything, like slippers or a belt or anything like that?
No, just a fist.
Just
full abusive language and punched in the face, punched in the ribs.
Yeah. Okay. Did you have bruises and stuff?
Well, red marks, what we'll call them. Because but even when I tried to show the staff and all that, they wouldn't let me show them. They were just basically saying I was being all up, and they would just take me straight to the secure unit. And as much as pleaded with them, they wouldn't listen.
Oh, God, so they just didn't help you at all. It was like you was getting punished for being hurt, basically.
Punished for telling the truth. See, the thing is, when you come to these places, you're trusting them with your life. You're expecting them to...
Yeah,
I've come out of your house there. I've literally been torn to shreds where I've been jumped on, punched, kicked, stamped on. So I'm thinking this is like a safe haven. And clearly it wasn't, because you're that member of staff.
That's awful. I'm sorry you've had to go through that, Rob.
That's fair.
So they basically locked you up in that room because you, like, tried to get help, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. What was it like with food in there? Did they starve you as punishment or anything like that?
No. They just fed obviously portions weren't amazing back in the early 80s and that, but again, I was fed. I can't turn around and say I wasn't fed.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I'm just typing. I won't be a minute.
No, what?
Is there anything else that you can think of that stands out for you in this one?
I just feel quite let down where, when I was 16, I was offered a job to take a boat from Inverness to Glasgow.
Yeah.
And when I did take that job, it was like 4 days' work. And then when I went back to the home, they basically said I didn't stay there anymore. So I was homeless. And I ended up homeless on the street for nearly just under a year. Because nobody would let me back into the home, and I generally thought I was just staying a couple of days working and coming back, but obviously no.
Oh, so you were only
let
for 4 days and then they won't let you back in?
No.
That's awful. But they said that you could go back there when you got back, and then they just changed their mind, basically.
I said that I was actually my social worker at the time who knew a person who was wanting to take a boat from Inverness to Glasgow, which would be Clydebank, and after it,
yeah,
he would pay me some money, and then I would could come back, and then when I went back, they just basically says, no, I don't stay there anymore.
Oh,
I mean, my stuff and everything was still in the home. My clothes.
They wouldn't let you have it?
No, wouldn't give me nothing.
Oh, my God. And then you ended up on the streets for like a year, yeah?
Just under a year, eh?
Okay, well, it'll be a minute.
Yeah, well.
Just to let you know as well, Rab, we're not just clutching at straws with this. Like, provided that you have experienced some form of abuse during your time in care, the case will be successful. We're not claiming directly from the care homes, as a lot of them have already closed anyway. So the compensation comes directly from the Scottish Government, as they are the ones who are liable and have been funded, like they were funding the neglect to begin with. Like, they knew what was going on and they didn't do anything to help. So they have already started paying out on cases. The average claim is about £48,000. It could obviously be more or less, Rab, every case is individual. Some people are just getting back as much as £100,000.
Listen, if you could get me I'd be well happy. I would be more than grateful. So
yeah.
I'm not in any way a greedy person or anything. I'm a wee bit.
Yeah.
I still lie in my bed thinking about what happened back in the day, and I've still not had any apologies for nobody. So.
Well, this is the thing, and it's just getting some justice for you.
Just a wee bit of something would help, obviously.
Something.
And you're not going to believe this, right? But definitely. Guess who I work for? I work for the social work department.
Do you?
Aye.
Oh, so you went into it, obviously, after what happened to you?
Well, no, I look after the elderly. I get into their houses and make sure they're well fed and whatnot. But that's under the social work. But it's just surreal that after that, all the times they let you down, that you end up working for them.
You've ended up. Yeah, well, at least you're there to help people, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's a great wee job, I love it.
Yeah, it's like you're giving back, aren't you, really?
Yes.
Is there anything else from that home, like, that you want me to put on there, or are you happy with
it? No, not at all. That's basically it. As I said, I ended up homeless, and there was nothing else I could say that it was just that one member of staff who treated me like...
Yeah, that one was the worst.
Aye.
And then you did mention another home as well, Rab. Did you, like, have any abuse in that one, or was it just mainly this one?
Just mainly that one, I would say, because the Straven home, we were only in it for a couple of weeks at a time, and to be honest with you, I can't even... I remember being in it, but I can't remember really how I was treated, because I was like 8 and 9 year old at the time.
Yeah, you're a bit young, aren't you, to remember that, really?
Aye, exactly.
I mean, with ourselves, I just need to read a small script just to explain the funding options. So there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme. So if you do choose us, it's under a private agreement, okay?
I'll just choose you. That's fine.
Brilliant. Yeah, our fee is 16%, that's it. So with that, it's about 20%.
That's fine.
Like, say you get 100 grand back, you get 20, you get 80, Rab, okay?
Aye, that's fine.
brilliant. Like I say, if you do hear anything off that other one, just let us know. But I don't think you're going to after a year. It's it does sound like maybe they've gone bust or something.
I should say, if they do get in contact, then fine. I'll phone you. I'll just save your number, Gemma. Is that all right?
Yeah, save my number. I'm going to send you a message. Oh, you've got my number on WhatsApp, haven't you?
So if I hear anything from them at all, then I'll phone you right away and let you know.
Yeah, just let us know. Yeah, brilliant. Right, we're almost done, Rab. I won't be a minute.
Okay.
Now, what we do also need, we need some form of ID from yourself, so like a driver's license or a passport. Have you got either of those?
I've got both.
Brilliant. Do you think you could do me a favour, Rab? Could you just quickly send that over to me now on WhatsApp?
No bother, I'll take some pictures once I come off the phone. Do you want me to do it when I'm on the phone?
Yeah. If you can do, I can just get it uploaded straight away then. I'll let you do that just whilst I'm finishing this.
What?
And then also, what I need from you, Rab, is a proof of address dated in the last 3 months. If you could send that over as well, that'd be great.
2 seconds, I'll just give it.
Anything I'll do.
Council tax?
No worries. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, as long as it's dated in the last 3 months.
I don't know what she's done with the council tax, but I'll take a picture of my driving license.
Like
is that all right today?
You can send me that, but I do still need a proof of address as well.
Right, that's fine. I'll get that.
Is that all right?
Aye, that's fine. I'll get that. Don't worry.
Brilliant. You can send us anything, like even if it's just a letter from the hospital or doctors, anything like that, okay?
No worries. Yeah, so it'll be WhatsApp. More. WhatsApp. Can you tell me your number?
Yeah, it's 1 second.
In fact, give me 2 seconds and I'll save it.
Yeah. Okay, no problem.
Add name, Gemma. Done.
He's calling me.
Yeah,
sure. He got my phone on the document. No.
Can I just get your postcode as well, please, Rob?
That's G72.
Yeah.
0DU.
Thank you. Sutherland Street, yeah?
Yes.
And the door number?
I've just sent that license over to you. Did you get it?
Yeah, I've got it. Thank you. That's great. You're at 26, yeah?
26, yes.
Yeah.
Right, I've actually got a letter here. It's called Mazuma with my name and address. What would that do?
Yeah, that's fine. As long as it's got your name and your address on it and the date.
Yeah, I'll send that over there.
Thank you. That's great, thank you. Can I just ask, Rab, you've not got any terminal illnesses, have you?
No, nothing like that. I've just got dodgy man's lungs.
Have you? Okay. No. All it is, they just speed the claim up if you do, that's all.
All
right. I think we're almost done. I know you mentioned that you was known as Robert, so is that your actual official name, is it Robert?
Aye, Robert, aye. Nick means Rab.
Yeah. Okay.
You've got the homework, that's it.
Now, I do need to send you a text message to find, but we have been having a few system issues today, so I don't know if it's actually going to work. I'm going to give it a try now, see if it works. One minute. If it doesn't, I'll just have to ring you back later.
Hello?
I think it's actually working. Yeah, it is, right. I've just sent you a message now. Has it come through on your phone?
That's not.
Right, so if you just go on that, scroll to the bottom, and it'll say execute all documents.
On WhatsApp, I've not got it yet.
Oh, has it not come through? I think it's just a normal text.
Oh, I've got it, I've got it now.
You got it, yeah?
Right, so scroll down, and you said what?
Oh, yeah.
Execute.
And it'll say execute all documents. You need to sign it with your finger. And then
that's clear box.
Yeah.
What did they have to sign it?
Press the blue button to send it.
But that execute all documents?
Yeah. Press execute all documents and then the blue send button.
That's it, sign and complete it says.
Brilliant. I'll tell you now if it's come through. Yeah, I've got it. That's great. Thank you for sending that over. So that's everything done, Rab. Okay. So thanks for going through all of that.
It's
not easy. What I'll do, I am going to send you a message now on WhatsApp. You're going to get a case worker welcome call. It's from an 0161 number. So they're going to give you a call. It'll probably be within the next week or so. They just have a bit of a backlog at the moment. So just look out for this call, as it is really important to get the case set up, Rob, okay?
Is there anybody you could ask them just in case? See, just in case I'm at work, see if they phone me. Could you even ask them to leave me a message saying it's blah blah? Could you call back? Because I will call back if it's just in case I'm in a client's house and I can't answer my phone.
Yeah, that's fine.
But I would phone straight back as soon as I can.
No problem. Brilliant. Now I need to add a password as well. All it is. You do get calls off other companies sometimes, and they might be trying to get you to go over to them, but they might try and say that they're from us. It does happen quite a lot. So I'm going to put a password on, and then if anyone rings you at all, just say to them, what's my password? If they don't know the password, it's not the right company, okay? What would you like to put as your password, anything at all?
Yeah, I would just go for my mother's maiden name, which would be Bell.
Bell. Okay, thank you. Just going back to your family as well, Rab, can I get your mum's name, please?
Does it make any difference that I've not seen her for 50 years?
It makes no difference. All it is, I don't think there will be, but if there is another person in the system with your name, they just use your family tree to make sure.
All right, okay. So it's Margaret Bell.
Margaret. And then just your dad's name, please, Rob.
My mother parent.
Your father's name, please.
It would be David Moody.
David Moody. Okay, thanks for that. Right, okay. That's everything done, Rob, okay?
That's brilliant.
So thanks for going through all of that. Like I say, if you do hear anything off that other company, just let us know.
I'll phone you straight away.
All set up. Brilliant.
Will I hear from you again then, or will I just hear from somebody else? Or?
No, I just do this part basically. So you're going to get your own caseworker.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, you'll get to find someone, okay?
Okay, honey. Right, thanks for your time.
Okay.
All right.
No worries.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. Thanks, bye-bye.